Hare Krishna. 2 weeks ago, we presented a general definition of the process of bhakti, and we were discussing different stages of bhakti, and we focused on sadhana bhakti. Who remembers the definition of sadhana bhakti? Or a definition, there may be more than one, but... Okay, that's one element. One type of sadhana bhakti is serving Krishna, following rules and regulations. That's correct. Gundars? Very good. Very good. Yes, it's devotional service which is practiced with the senses and the mind. Originally, devotional service is practiced. It's not practice, it's realized by the soul. It's the natural condition of the soul. So in the conditioned state, we are not there, so we engage the senses. This is the definition given by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We engage the senses in the activities of devotional service. In this way, we reestablish the connection with Krishna, and gradually our natural love for him becomes developed. There were 2 types of sadhana bhakti. Who remembers? Raganuga and Vaidhi. Raganuga is devotional service performed spontaneously and following in the footsteps of the advanced devotees or the liberated devotees in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And Vaidhi Bhakti is devotional service according to rules, following the instructions of the spiritual master and the instructions of found in scripture. Okay, how many limbs or elements, items, Prabhupada also refers to them as principles. How many principles or items of devotional service are described in Nectar of Devotion? Can you give like a summary how they are classified? Okay, you said it very quickly. The 5, okay, you went to the 5 essential practices of devotional service: association with devotees, chanting the holy name, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, living in the holy dham, and worshipping the deity of the Lord. Okay, and before that, there are 64 principles divided in 3 groups. Srila Prabhupada describes a group of 10 positive activities, pravritti, activities which should be performed. Then 10 nivritti principles, or things to be avoided, such as, for example, constructing, over-endeavoring, constructing big temples, or having too many disciples, for example, or reading too many books. That's not for students. Students should know it's your time for read. But the point is, the principle is, not reading too many means more than we need for service, and lacking in focusing in the essential books, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is basically the point. So this will be an example of a nivritti principle. And then there are 44 additional principles, many of them related to the worship of the deities, and of course also about chanting and all the different processes. All these 64 are summarized in these 5 that Bhakta Joseph mentioned in a concise way that almost nobody could follow. Sorry, but it was like one word. You had to really pay attention. So today we're going to focus on Sadhu Sangha, association with devotees. An association with devotees, we could say it is actually the most important principle from the 5. Of course, I mean, comparatively speaking, in one sense, we could say no, it is not more. Others are as important as associating with devotees. What will be a reason we could say that association with devotees is the most important principle from all of them? Good, thank you. So we develop faith by associating with devotees. And also we learn all the other processes from devotees. We can think, each of us can think, how did we learn to chant Hare Krishna? Who taught us? Can you think who taught you to chant Hare Krishna? How did we learn what is Srimad Bhagavatam and the importance of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? How did we learn about the holy dhams? How did we learn how to worship the deity? First, its importance, and then how to do it. We learn by associating with devotees. And actually, in the 10 Pravritti principles in the 64 items list, the first three, actually more than three, but the first three, Srila Prabhupada describes them as the most important, and then even fourth and fifth is related to associating with devotees. First, taking shelter under the lotus feet of a spiritual master. Shri Guru Padashraya, taking shelter of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Then taking initiation from the spiritual master, Diksha, and then following the instructions of the spiritual master. So this is related to associating with devotees. Then following in the footsteps of the acharyas, and then asking questions about devotional service, sat dharma pricha. To whom do we ask questions? We ask questions to devotees. And in this way, we can learn more about devotional service. I selected some verses. Actually, we find in Srila Prabhupada's books many, 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 many verses about the importance of associating with devotees and about how to do it. What's proper association, what's improper association. I selected just a sample. We can read them and then have some discussions. And I hope there is time. We have until 8:45 to do a little sharing in small groups about personal experiences on associating with devotees, so that everybody can actively participate, not only listening, but also by sharing realizations with some devotees. If you look at the sheets, there are like 3 points three sections on the first page. What is the importance of cultivating sadhu sangha and avoiding asat sangha, a materialistic association? And then we look a little bit, there are like three examples from a scripture. There are unlimited, but these are three. And then how to associate with devotees according to Srila Rupa Goswami, as he teaches in Sri Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction. And finally, we have a little reference about pitfalls in relationship, in our relationships with devotees, mainly offending Vaishnavas. This is the main pitfall in the process of associating with sadhus. Okay, so anyone likes to read loudly the first verse? This is the third verse of Srimad Bhagavatam describing the position of Sri Shukadeva Goswami and the sweetness of Srimad Bhagavatam, and how Srimad Bhagavatam, who is not different from Krishna, he is so sweet, he became even sweeter by the touch of the lips of Sri Shukadeva Goswami. Anyone likes to read?
O expert in thoughtful men, relish in my Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desired tree of Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lips of Shukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarine juice is already relishable for all, including the Vedic sages.
Thank you. So, Sri Shukadeva Goswami is, we've seen Srimad Bhagavatam, he is the emblem of the sadhus. This is what we see in the Bhagavatam. And Srila Jiva Goswami in Tattva Sandarva describes how even his guru and his param guru, Srila Vyasadev, his guru and father, and his param guru, Narada Muni, they heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Sri Shukadeva Goswami, because he was such a realized devotee. So he's the emblem. Also, he's described how he was so realized that he was not interested in social activities, nor even dressing. He was a Paramahamsa. He will not make any differences in terms of the normal distinctions that embodied beings do. Male, female, children. Like, he was totally realized when he was followed by children and by women who were not very cultured, and they were laughing at him because he was going naked. He didn't care about it. He was totally aloof from what was going on in this material sphere of existence. So this is the emblem of sadhu. But then we see how in the Srimad Bhagavatam there are so many sadhus who are not necessarily at the level of Sri Shukadeva Goswami, as compared by Srila Jiva Goswami in Tattva Sandarbha. Still, sadhu association is emphasized again and again and again throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. And for example, we see later on, Sutta Goswami, he repeated what he learned from the powerful sage, Shukadeva Goswami. And the sages of Naimisaranya, they approach Sutta Goswami searching for association. And they address him in this way. This is the next verse, if someone likes to read.
Those who come in touch with them. Whereas the waters of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use.
So we go many times to the holy places to take a bath, to become purified and to revive our spiritual consciousness. And we feel it when we go take bath in the Ganges River or the Yamuna. We feel very purified. But here is saying that the association of devotees produces a faster purification than taking bath in the holy rivers. Later on, Sutta Goswami is speaking, addressing the sages, and again he emphasizes the importance of associating with devotees even before presenting the processes of hearing and chanting about Krishna. This verse comes before the Srimbatan Subhakata Krishna verse. We should become purified by hearing about Krishna. But what do we do before? We associate with devotees. Any reader? So we develop a taste for hearing and chanting by associating with devotees. As Mother Lakshmi Muni pointed out, our faith increases by devotee association. So we hear from devotees, we serve them, we experience how they love Krishna, how they serve Krishna, and then we want to become like them. It is not an intellectual process. It is a process of the heart. Imperceptibly, it happens that gradually we become transformed in our habits and in our consciousness. Then we find later on a reference from Srimad Bhagavatam when Vidura came back from his pilgrimage to the palace of the Pandavas. And he came back because he wanted to help his blind brother, Dhritarashtra. And Maharaj Yudhishthira, he received Vidura with this verse, the next verse. So again, devotees are not, the association with devotees does not produce only like a faster purification, but even they transform places which are like hell, they transform them into Goloka Vrindavan, into Vaikuntha. And this is what Srila Prabhupada did in New York City. Confirm, yeah? Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Srila Prabhupada did this in the Bowery, in the lowest neighborhoods of New York, 26 Second Avenue, this Tompkins Square Park, has become a holy place. It is honored, even by the municipality is honoring it. Because Srila Prabhupada was there chanting Hare Krishna, and involving so many New Yorkers in chanting Hare Krishna. And therefore, another verse spoken by Maharaj Parikshit to Shukadeva Goswami, and this verse appears also, the same verse in the fourth canto, and a very similar verse in another section of the fourth canto. If anyone likes to read the next. Not Bhagavan, Bhagavatam Chandrasha, We find also a similar verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhu Sanghe, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shasti Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sanghe, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. That it's actually very, it's spoken with great emphasis. Sadhu Sangha association with devotees, Sadhu Sangha association by devotees is so important. Sarva Shasti Koi, all scriptures say that. And then the emperor of all scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, is saying it. Even a lava means 1/11th of a second. Can you imagine? Can you count that? 1/11th of a second. 1/11th of a second association with a devotee can transform the life of a person, the destiny. Some devotees, they experience how when Srila Prabhupada, just by looking at them, something happened. They were transformed. I have heard different descriptions given by devotees who were present directly seeing Srila Prabhupada. I remember Suchi Shrava Prabhu, he was one of the first Spanish devotees. He passed away some years ago listening to Srila Prabhupada, and he joined in France. He went to New Mayapur, and he met Srila Prabhupada there. And he said he couldn't understand why, but he couldn't stop crying. He was so touched by seeing Srila Prabhupada. He couldn't stop crying. He didn't know why. There was something was coming from that personality that make him cry and cry and cry out of very beautiful spiritual feelings. And we find many, many descriptions given by devotees. Just 1 second, sometimes Prabhupada look at them once, and by why, Nectar of Devotion, it is explained, just by looking, that soul can be transformed. Just by the pure devotee deciding that may this soul become a Vaishnava. And this we find in the examples. If we look, there are 3 examples given. The second one is Prahlad Maharaj hearing the instructions from Narada Muni when he was in the womb of his mother. And we should remember he was the son of demons, the greatest demons in the universe. Probably he has the record. There is no demon who... Is there any greater than Hiranyakashipu? So he is the son of the greatest demon, but he was transformed by the desire of a pure devotee who just was meditating. May this soul who is living in the womb of that lady become a Vaishnava. And then he gave instructions. But that desire changed completely the destiny, the situation. Of course, it was the plan of the Lord. Pure devotees, they act as instruments of the Lord. But they are empowered to create transformation in the destiny of conditioned souls. And then we see also Narada Muni, he created transformation, but before he attained the position, his exalted position, by the association of the Bhaktivedantas. The Bhaktivedantas who were traveling to the holy places, even they are a name, they are anonymous. It doesn't matter if it's name or a name. Sadhu can creates transformation, spiritual transformation. And if we look at the situation of Narada Muni, he was, we could say, what today we will call a single parent, he had single parent family situation. You call it like that? Single, isn't? He was with his mother. His father is not mentioned who he was. The name is not given, and he was 5 years old. So His material condition was very difficult, and it became even more difficult when his mother died. So then he had no family, no shelter at all. And he, in that situation, because he had the association of the Bhaktivedantas, he was able to transform a very, very, very difficult situation into an auspicious one, most auspicious. And he became the Acharya Narada Muni, who is always traveling and singing the glories of the Lord, completely transcendental, absorbed in the glories of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And then Narada Muni, in turn, he transformed many souls who were destined to be unfortunate, but they became fortunate by his association, such as Mrigari the hunter, who was so cruel, he was slowly killing other living beings. He was enjoying seeing them die at the slowest possible pace. Can you don't imagine too much, but it's something he was. Do you have the word sadic in English? Sadic. Sadician? Yes, in Spanish you say sadico. Sadician. Someone who enjoys seeing others suffering. But he became so transcendental that he was, he didn't want to step on an insect. Like this morning during japa time, there was an insect on the floor, and then one devotee, he came with very kindly with the sheet. And you see, only the Hare Krishna people do that. Which, I mean, okay, maybe Jains, but meaning, this is mercy. It's a little living being, and devotee goes, no one should step. This living being should not suffer, and takes him, puts him aside, so that, like when you see a child in the middle of the road, the adult person will take the child back. And then, how to associate with devotees, we find in Upadeshamrita, six loving exchanges are mentioned, Priti Lakshanam. And Srila Prabhupada, I like to read what Prabhupada says. If someone can read the verse and next page an excerpt from Srila Prabhupada's purport on this verse, how to associate with devotees. So Srila Prabhupada says, the life of the movement and our life as members of the movement becomes nourished by these six loving exchanges. Sharing realizations, hearing, sharing our own realizations, offering prasad to devotees and accepting prasad, offering gifts, accepting gifts. In this way we become nourished spiritually. Then the next verse describes how we should associate with different types of devotees according to the levels of advancement of the devotees. So there is, Srila Prabhupada sometimes speaks about we should learn how to associate with devotees. And here Rupa Goswami is explaining how. Anyone likes to read? And if someone likes to read text 6 also, is the next verse. Thank you. So the foundation of devotee association is respect to any devotee, even someone who chants Hare Krishna once. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, say puja, such a person is worshipable. Even a person who chants the holy name of Krishna once. Rupa Goswami here is saying offering respect, at least in the mind. Then offering obeisances to those who have received initiation. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he describes that even if someone has not received, this can be taken as Brahman initiation. We find both aspects in the purport. Brahman initiation is there, worshipping the deity. But then even someone who is not yet formally initiated, if he or she is practicing the process of devotional service, he should be offered obeisances. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of George Harrison. How George Harrison, he was spreading the holy name of Krishna with his songs. And Prabhupada says, we offer respect to him without reservation, because this gentleman, he is spreading the holy name of Krishna. And then text number 6 focuses mainly in how to see the devotees, especially the spiritual master, but not limited to the spiritual master, at least the spiritual master. But the more we broaden our perception of devotees, the better, the more auspicious situation we will create for ourselves and for others. Okay, so let's take the last few minutes. Please divide into groups of three. Make groups of three. And your assignment is to share one touching experience you had in the association of devotees. Something that really touched your heart. Is it clear, the assignment? If nothing like that comes, so you can then share your realizations in general from associating with devotees. And do it, take 2-3 minutes each so that everyone can do it, and then we will. Thank you very much. I'm sorry that the time is so short, and probably you will go on. Any realizations to end? So when you look at your own experience, you see, it is not something you would just find in a scripture and the teachers say, and it's up there, but it's real. We experience it. We have some practical experience of it. Very good. Very good. So it's even he who is giving, giving, Sangha is taking. And we find in Bhagavad Gita, Machita Mat Pranagata verse, how devotees, they bodhayang tat parasparam, tushyanti cha ramanti cha, katayan tas chamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Devotees, they enlighten each other, conversing about me, Krishna says. So in this way, everyone is benefiting. Like Srila Prabhupada, there were no devotees, when he made devotees, and then there was devotee association. He was not alone. So wherever he went, he made devotees. And there was exchange, loving exchange. The topic is very broad. This was just, it's like a fragment of the tip of the iceberg of Srila Prabhupada's teachings on devotee association. There are so many points, so many questions we could explore. We will continue next week. I won't be here, but then one of the students will prepare a presentation on Sadhu Sangha. Gaura Hari Prabhu will do that next week. And there will be more opportunities throughout the year to explore more this topic. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nittai Gaur Premanande.